Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Bryn Pommen. She was a volleyball player at the University of South Dakota for the Coyotes. Did quite well there, competing in the Summit League, and now she's working on the college campus of a rival at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, but guiding student-athletes spiritually. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show. I'd like to welcome Bryn Pommen to Blessed to Play. Bryn, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you a bit about my experience as an athlete and how my faith has kind of grown over time with that.
Well, as I do for all athletes, I always want to know how this passion came to fruition. And for you, it's the sport of volleyball. So how did you get started in volleyball? And when did you notice you had a special talent for the game?
Wow. So I started out pretty young. I was probably in third or fourth grade. And I just was signed up for a camp, probably something that my parents just threw me into without asking me, which is fine. But I kind of was fond of it from the start. And when I was in high school, just playing high school volleyball and then club, I kind of saw college volleyball being like an option for me. And so then from that point on, when I kind of realized that it was something that I could pursue, I definitely kind of set that to be a goal of mine. So I, you know, spent a lot of time practicing and just trying to get as good as I could. And that opened up a lot of doors, which I'm, you know, very grateful and blessed that, you know, everything happened the way it did.
Well, quite a high school career at Maple Lake in Minnesota. In fact, you didn't know what it was like to lose a match, did you? Back-to-back Minnesota Class AA state championships. And your senior season, your nickname of the team was the Irish, won a perfect 36-0. So that was quite a team, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun to play on that team in high school. And it's crazy to me because, I mean, it was some time ago, but I can still remember, you know, I played right alongside my little sister and, you know, we just had a lot of support in the community, but it was a ton of fun. And then especially my senior year to not lose a single game, it was pretty cool. So, yeah.
So you have this really good high school career. And as I mentioned, you grew up in Minnesota, so you have to make a decision now where you're going to play at the collegiate level, because that's where your talents would take you. And you didn't stay home. You didn't go to U of M, University of Minnesota, but you went to another school with an M, and that's Missouri, and you went to go play for the Tigers. Talk about that decision initially to start your collegiate volleyball career at Mizzou.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned Minnesota. That was like the dream school for me. And I looked into it a little bit. And then, you know, I even met with Hugh McCutcheon, the head coach at the time. And I just knew that I was going to have more opportunities going elsewhere. And so it surprised me too when I decided to go to Missouri out of state and 8 hours away from home. Because I was always kind of like a homebody. And so I definitely surprised myself by going to Mizzou. But when I took a visit there, mm-hmm. and on that visit, I absolutely loved everything that they had to offer me in terms of like really great facilities and really respected, well-known coaches. And then the team there, I really grew close to them pretty quick. And it was just a really good decision for me. And so it took me away from home, which was surprising, but it allowed me to kind of grow as an individual. So it was a really good thing for me.
So now there would be some change in your life while you were at Missouri, and there was a coaching change, in fact, and I think most of the team transferred out, went into the portal, and you did as well, Bryn, and you made a decision to transfer out of Missouri, and then you would play the remainder of your collegiate career at the University of South Dakota for the Coyotes, and that was quite a move for you, I know, but just talk about now changing from one school to the other and getting acclimated and playing for the Coyotes at the University of South Dakota.
Yeah, so I went into the transfer portal, and eventually I ended up at the University of South Dakota, and I was initially kind of waiting for a scholarship spot to open up, mm-hmm. and I really wanted to go to a school with high-level volleyball and just a school that was closer to home. And so finally some things were, you know, moving around behind the scenes, and I got a call from one of the coaches, and then they offered me a spot on the team. And so I took it right away. And at first, when I got to campus there in Vermilion, it was a really hard adjustment because I transferred so that I could be closer to home, because I had my dad was in a really bad accident and he passed away. Mm-hmm. And so when I first got there, I was still in this process of grieving, and also I didn't really have at the time a really strong foundation with my faith. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't rooted in anything. And so when my reality and my life was kind of like shaken, and I, you know, went through a change of setting from Mizzou and then eventually to South Dakota, it was just really hard at first. And so with time and slowly, like me just opening up to the people that I surrounded myself with, I was able to just feel like whole again and feel, you know, to be the person that like God made me to be. And I just eventually I found like this identity that wasn't something that was changing, you know, because I knew as a college athlete, I wasn't always going to be that. Mm-hmm. And you know, in a couple of years that was going to change. And so I knew like I couldn't put my whole life into this sport because like it's going to end for me, you know, in a couple of years. So eventually I was able to know, like, I'm a daughter, I'm Bryn, you know, I am a good friend. And so eventually like that is kind of made, that kind of helped me realize, you know, who I was, and it really helped me to open up to like the people that I was with as well.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer chatting today with Bryn Palman. She is a 3-year volleyball player at South Dakota University for the Coyotes. Played one season at Missouri. And Bryn, there was a lot going on there, as you mentioned, the unfortunate accident. And we're going to talk about that too later in the show, about your faith, how it carried you through that time. And you did quite well on the court. And I don't know if volleyball might have been an escape in a sense to, you know, just focus on that through these tumultuous times that you were going through. But you performed so well. I mean, you were a defensive Summit League peak performer of the week. Your senior season, you had a number of NCAA tournament, participation with your team at those tournaments, the highlight of any volleyball team. But just talk about playing, going through what you went through. Was the game sort of something that took you away from everyday life and something that you could focus on apart from all these hard times that you were going through?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely such a great escape for me to kind of leave away, you know, whatever happened during the day, you know, whether it was like a good thing or a bad thing, you know, classes or conversations with people outside of practice. Once I, you know, would put on my knee pads and my uniform or whatever, and I'd, you know, show up for practice, I just was able to kind of relax and just, you know, work towards like personal and team goals that I would then have. And so it was just a great way to allow my body to get rid of like stress that I was holding and different things. So it was for sure like just a fun, you know, volleyball is so fun for me. And, you know, I definitely would say I miss it right now, but, it was just, really a good escape and a good thing to kind of keep me busy and also really motivated with, you know, what I was working towards, whether it was, you know, to be a really good athlete or, you know, to also succeed in my classes. So just to be a all around, like, you know, good person was kind of like the goal. And so I wanted to excel with, you know, volleyball, with my personal life and, you know, my academics. So it was just definitely something that was a benefit to my life, you know, it added to my life. So.
Well, let's talk about the Summit League. And you guys were quite prolific in the Summit League. And just to mention some of the teams that are in there, you have all the South Dakota schools, basically South Dakota, North Dakota State, University of Nebraska, Omaha, St. Thomas, Oral Roberts, Denver. But you won, your team and you won the Summit League Tournament Championship, I think, all 3 years that you were there. So this is really a special program and a special team to perform at that level.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, it was one of the reasons why I was like, oh, I really want to go to South Dakota, you know, like to be a part of a winning team. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, you know, I really wanted a role in playing, you know, during that time. And so, you know, you no one's guaranteed to play right away. And I knew that. And so I just kind of allowed, I guess, my work ethic to kind of prove that I, you know, should be someone to play. And yeah, it was just a really good run to, you know, go to the NCAA tournament twice with South Dakota, and we, you know, were super close in 2022 to win our first ever NCAA match. And so unfortunately we lost in 5 sets to Houston. They were a really good team offensively and defensively, but yeah, we always at South Dakota, they always go, you know, on a really good run for every other school in the Summit League to be that, you know, contender to go to the NCAA tournament, to win the Summit League conference tournament, and then to go on to the NCAA tournament, which is like the big dance, they like to say.
Yeah, absolutely. A tremendous experience and tremendous results as well. Okay, let's take a break. When Blessed to Play returns, we'll talk to Bryn Powelman about what she's doing now on a rival college campus that she played against while she was with South Dakota for the Coyotes, when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
Hi, this is Mike Aquilina with a few words about St. Cyril. St. Cyril of Alexandria was the great defender of Marian devotion. At the Council of Ephesus in 431, he opposed the heretical Bishop Nestorius, who had ordered his people not to address Mary as Mother of God. Cyril proved that this traditional language was a safeguard of the gospel doctrine about Jesus, who is true God and true man.
Join us as we prepare for Thanksgiving with the free ebook from EWTN, Mother Angelica's Reflections on Thanksgiving, plus Thanksgiving messages and recipes from our hosts. Visit EWTN.com/Thanksgiving today.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Bryn Powelman, and she was quite a volleyball player in college. She played for South Dakota University, the University of South Dakota. 3 years, they won the Summit League Tournament Championship while she was there, and she had some great stats. I won't go into all of them, but she did quite well, including Defensive Summit League Peak Performer of the Week her senior season, competed in the NC2A Tournament. And now she's on a rival campus that she played against while with South Dakota at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. And you're not there, Bryn, because you're playing volleyball, but you're there because you're spiritually guiding student athletes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So after my last season, I kind of was at a stopping point, a fork in the road. And I, my whole life, really, really wanted to play pro volleyball. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out. But it's a pretty cool story. I don't know if we'll have time to talk about that later. But I essentially, you know, either wanted to play pro volleyball or I wanted to do focus. And I wanted to kind of give Jesus to other people because of how, like, he changed my life and how he gave me hope. And I just wanted other athletes to know him the way that I did, especially in the world of sports, because I think way too many college athletes get wrapped up with their sport to the point where once they leave their sport behind and they graduate and they move on, so many people don't know what to do anymore. And they're just kind of lost because they don't have that thing that was like the middle of their life for so long. And so I decided to join Focus on staff as a full-time missionary. And so this past summer, I was in Lincoln, Nebraska for training, and it was pretty rigorous and also very life-giving at the same time. And so when I said yes to Focus, I had no idea where they were going to assign me because it's random. And so I knew that I could be I could be in the state of Minnesota where I grew up. I could be in South Dakota, or they could, you know, throw me in California. And so it just really was kind of a big question mark in my life. But I just chose to not focus so much on it because I knew that, like, it was already decided by God. And so I made the decision not to worry about something that he had already figured out. And so the day came at training when they told us what campus we were going to serve at. And so I opened up a card that they gave us with the name of the school on it. And I was sitting in my car and I opened it and I was really, really shocked to see that I was assigned to the University of Nebraska, Omaha, a school that I had played at, you know, for the past 3 years. And so there's just initially like a sense of like familiarity with, like, I've been to, you know, Baxter Arena. I know what, you know, the gym is like there. I've played against these girls, and now I'm working to build, you know, relationships with the volleyball team there. And it's been pretty fun, but it's, you know, it's a little daunting because it's like, they know me as their competitor, and now I'm trying to win them over as my friend. And so I think there's a lot of, you know, pros to that, you know, that I can use to my advantage of, like, they know who I am, but they don't know, I guess, like, the full extent of, like, what I can offer.
Right.
And at the end of the day, the women on the volleyball team that I get to encounter, or the women of any sports team at UNO, at the end of the day, you know, like, I have, you know, to offer them, like, this friendship and this guidance of building up their faith. But at the end of the day, you know, they have the free will to decide, like, yes, like, I really want to pursue this and it's important to me. Or unfortunately, sometimes people don't see how important it is now, but later on in life, like, they'll realize, like, oh, you know, like, going to Mass is really important. So,
blessed to play, Ron Meyer. We're once again chatting with Bryn Palman. She was a volleyball player at the University of South Dakota, now working on the collegiate campus at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, for a group called Focus that she mentioned before, the Fellowship of Catholic University students. And Bryn, obviously you mentioned, building a friendship up and offering your faith experience. What are some practical things that you do with the respective athlete to guide them spiritually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it looks different with the athletes with what stage they're at in their faith journey. And so for a lot of women at UNO currently, the athletes that I am hoping to encounter and then to, you know, invite them to Bible studies, right now it's looking like I want to get into their turf and into like their territory and what they're familiar and comfortable with. And so what that looks like for me right now is being like their biggest supporter. And so when they have volleyball games, I really strive to be there and for them to look up and to see like a face that they know. You know, if they have parents that aren't able to go, but then they're able to see me, I think it says a lot about just showing up for the people that you care about. And so that's one way that I want them to know that like I'm there for them. And so, I have gone to their games and then I've also brought like brownies to them just to kind of, I don't know, like celebrate their success, you know, after a game. And so I also am able to see them after they come to church and come to mass. I'm able to talk with them and kind of like, you know, how is the game or good luck and I hope you do well. And so, but my goal is eventually to have this Bible study starting in the spring semester so that we can actually meet together to share our faith and just have that community and safe space to open up about like who has God been for you up until this point in your life and like how do you want your life to like look different. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times there's things in your life that you maybe need to let go, things that aren't forming you into the person you want to be. And so just with these encounters and over time, I think a lot of people can realize like what truly is important. And a lot of times it's not the material things or the success that we seek. And it's in Jesus and in who he made us to be.
Once again, we're chatting with Bryn Pommen. She's a former collegiate volleyball player at the University of South Dakota for the Coyotes and now on the campus at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, with a group called Focus. We only have a few minutes remaining, but what I want to ask you is that you've been through the pressures of playing D1 sports, and now you're ministering, if you will, to some of these athletes. Do you think there's an increased pressure, or do they feel the pressure? And is it something that you could talk to them about and relate to?
Yeah, for sure. I do think a lot of times you see like performance anxiety if you are like a player on the team and just with like expectations of, you know, not making mistakes and to just do your job really well. And so I think a lot of times when you don't do those things and you kind of feel like you're letting down like your teammates or a coach, I think it's really important to go to the truth that like messing up is like inevitable. And that's why, you know, like we have this person, Jesus, who's going to like save us from that and to redeem us from like whatever areas where we fall short. And so I think it's really important for athletes to look at like the big picture of things and to not, you know, dwell on like a really bad game and to move on from that. And I think, you know, a lot of really good coaches will coach up their athletes in that way too. And so, yeah, there's definitely a really big correlation between like your performance on the court and then like your identity and your, you know, your life outside of your sport too.
Yeah, very well said. Bryn, I have to ask you, so the University of South Dakota is going to play University of Nebraska Omaha at some point. Are you going to the game? Who are you going to root for?
Oh, yeah. So it's pretty fun. Every team in the Summit League will play each team twice. Okay. So I went to the game already at South Dakota versus South Dakota and UNL, and I was rooting for UNL. And I felt kind of strange about it, but, it's really, you know, I'm here working for the women of UNO. So I really wanted them to win and they did. And so that was super exciting. And then this upcoming November here, a couple weeks, South Dakota is going to travel here to UNO and they're going to play again. And I'm going to have some friends come from South Dakota, and I will be rooting again for UNL. although I have been able to speak, you know, I say hi to the girls that I played with last year, and I still want them to do well. I'm definitely rooting for UNL now.
Well, very good. It sounds like we know where your allegiance is for sure. Well, Bryn Palman has been our guest, doing some great work on the campus of University of Nebraska Omaha, and quite an athlete, folks, in the sport of volleyball as a middle blocker. Bryn, thanks so much for joining us. I do appreciate the time and sharing a little bit about you right here on Blessed to Play.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Ron.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Bryn Palman, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.